Ian reached for a slice of pizza and beamed.
I'm so glad you decided to get the meat lovers. I feel like meat lovers is perfect for tonight.
I smiled but didn't say anything as I bit into my slice. Ian is a perpetually earnest, die-hard optimist who would have had something enthusiastic to say about whichever type of pizza I chose to order. Even if I'd picked a gluten-free base topped with lettuce and nothing else. When I'd first met Ian, I found his constant optimism and eagerness naive and annoying. He was like an easily excitable puppy, but not as cute. However, as we've gotten to know each other better, I've come to appreciate his friendship. He's loyal to a fault and is one of the most kind-hearted people I've ever met, which is why I didn't object when he decided to tag along and ultimately become my partner as a private investigator. When I first got my PI license, I thought I'd be a lone wolf, taking down criminals all by myself. But after a few jobs, I came to appreciate Ian's presence. Sure, sometimes he says the first thing that comes into his mind and winds up annoying the suspects we have to talk to, but he can also sometimes exasperate suspects into admitting things they wouldn't otherwise admit. Plus, it's nice to have company when you think the person you're talking to might turn out to be a psychopath with no qualms about killing people in cold blood. Ian swallowed his bite and turned to me.
Have you noticed that I've gotten a haircut?
I peered at him closely. Ian has a mop of unruly red curls, and they didn't look any different to me. I shook my head, no. You look the same as usual.
I thought investigators were supposed to be observant, said Ian. I got a haircut 2 days ago, and I bought myself a new shirt. And last night, I went to one of the bars near the strip and I met this amazing girl.
I rolled my eyes. Ian was always meeting amazing girls. They would find out that he had a massive trust fund, get very interested in him, and then find out that he couldn't touch the trust fund money without getting approval from his lawyer and parents. Immediately after that, they'd lose all interest in him. It's a pattern I've seen happen far too often.